In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We're kind of out of balance today, as you can see in this church. You know, is this the side with the radioactive pews, or what exactly happened here? We're always out of balance. So on the wall of my office, where I did individual and family therapy for a long time, I had a cartoon from New Yorker magazine, and it was this mediation session, and like across the table from each other, just glaring at each other, with a squirrel and a beagle, and they're just like glaring at each other, and the mediator calmly in the middle is saying, "Well, first, can we agree that it's a big backyard?" And, you know, the point of it is, you know, trying to get some movement towards the middle. In fact, it is, you know, we say in our language, you know, meet me halfway on this. You know, everybody gives a little, and then we figure out how to get along. Does that seem reasonable? Huh? So why wouldn't Jesus do it? He's in a synagogue. It's Sunday. People are very particular about how the Sabbath is observed in this time. He knew it. He got it. The lady was sick for 18 years. Like, had he waited just a few more hours, at least till sundown? It was 18 years. If he waited a few hours, just a little, he could have done the healing, avoided the argument, everybody would have been okay. What do you think of that? Would you have recommended that he take that approach? No. No, we can't get to agreement on this. Why not? It sounded perfectly reasonable a few moments ago. Why wouldn't you recommend it? What's that, Don?
It's argumentative.
Jesus had a plan. Jesus came to shake things up. He wasn't there to avoid arguing. I get it. Of all the commentaries on this piece of scripture I ran into today, that was probably the most interesting question to me personally. Like, in the face of such custom and tradition, the holiness of how the assembly is conducted, you know, just the patience to wait a little while. Why wouldn't Jesus have manifested that? Why wouldn't he have met those people in the middle? There's a verb that's used, and the Greek version of that verb is that when Jesus met somebody in need of help, response, the word is to feel in your gut, feel in your entrails, actually, that Jesus saw this woman doubled over from, you know, what we think might have been scoliosis, huh? You know, a deformity of the spine that kind of tips people forward and makes them completely unable to stand up. And yeah, it had been 18 years. But Jesus reacted from his gut. He didn't think about it. Just did it. It's kind of the way compassion works. You do things, you don't think about it. It's more about who you are than what's going on with the other person. It's like just an automatic response. It didn't require a lot of deliberation. The pros and cons weren't carefully sifted out. Just automatic. You know, after 18 years, when is the best time for the miracle to happen? If it was you or me, when is the right time for the miracle to happen? I thought about that question this week. It wasn't the first story, or the second story, or the third story. I think it was maybe the fourth story of a rain so great, 24 hours of rainfall, 24 inches of rain, the rivers couldn't hold it. People who weren't even in a floodplain seeing their homes just washed away. It's far away from here. It wasn't the lead story. When is the right time for a miracle for those people? 75,000 at this point? Homes destroyed? What's the right time for a miracle? In the Zika virus that is now spreading and endangers health and lives and safety, particularly of vulnerable pregnant women, what's the right time for a miracle? How long should the miracle wait? Came up again when one of our leading politicians stood up in front of an assembly of people and said about words directed at the African American community. And he said, "Your schools stink. What have you got to lose?" When is it the right time for a miracle to happen? When all children in America have access to quality education? When is that miracle going to happen? How long should we wait? What's the right time? 18 years? Like the synagogue leader, there's always a good reason for miracles not to happen, for miracles to wait their time. Be patient. You know, when is the right time for the miracle? That was the first question that occurred to me. The other thing that occurred to me was it's on the nature of scoliosis. It gets us tipped over. And, puts us on a tilt. And that brought up something that was a very human thing, which is this. Over in Italy, they built a tower, but the foundation over on one side was a little soft, so it started to, the whole tower, and I might go up 6 or 7 stories, it starts to lean like that. Pisa? Leaning tower? Yeah. We even say that, so it's on a slant. It's a very human thing, too. We're not perfect people. We weren't raised in perfect family systems. We made decisions ourselves that kind of like gave us, we even say, here's my slant on things. I've got, each one of us, we've got a slant. We come by it very normally. And it's our way of looking at the world. And it lies within each one of us. It comes from our family of origin, comes from our neighborhoods, the culture we grew up in, the people we grew up with. Every one of us has a slant. So when someone like Jesus comes along and says, "How does this feel? Looking at things upright." Well, doesn't quite feel right. Now, this is much better. Does everybody understand how well conditioning and patterning works out so that we're each of us walking around with our particular slant? And how valuable that slant is to us because the world is sort of set up that way to us. And that's why dealing with Jesus coming along and doing things differently and putting things upright may not feel right. So, just those two things this week, that's all. How long should we wait for miracles? And frequently God's grace is saying, don't wait any longer. And watch your slant. Watch your slant. We've all got them. They're operative there. And God is asking us to stand up a little straighter and try to look at things on the level. Amen.